November 10. A happy walk with Jesus. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Genesis 5:24. Enoch lived in a corrupt age when moral power was very weak. Pollution was teeming all around him. Yet he walked with God. He educated his mind to devotion, to think on things that were pure and holy, and his conversation was upon holy and divine things. He was made a companion of God. He walked with him and received his counsel. He had to contend with the same temptations that we do. The society surrounding him was no more friendly to righteousness than is the society surrounding us at the present time. The atmosphere he breathed was tainted with sin and corruption, the same as ours. Yet he was unsullied with the prevailing sins of the age in which he lived. And so may we remain as pure and uncorrupted as did the faithful Enoch. We are living in an age when wickedness prevails. The perils of the last days thicken around us. And because iniquity abounds, the love of many waxes cold. The shortness of time is urged as an incentive for us to seek righteousness and to make Christ our friend. This is not the great motive. It savors of selfishness. Is it necessary that the terrors of the day of God be held before us to compel us through fear to right action? This ought not to be. Jesus is attractive. He is full of mercy, love, and compassion. He proposes to be our friend, to walk with us through all the rough pathways of life. He says to you, I am the Lord thy God. Walk with me, and I will fill thy path with light. Jesus, the majesty of heaven, proposes to elevate to companionship with himself those to come who come to him with their burdens, their weaknesses, and their cares. He will make them his dear children and finally give them an inheritance of more value than the empires of kings, a crown of glory richer than has ever decked the brow of the most exalted earthly monarch. It is our privilege to have a calm, close, happy walk with Jesus every day we live.